Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Most of the country is seeing a high number of respiratory illnesses right now, and the CDC is encouraging some people to mask up again. WSB's Sabrina Cupid reports.
Respiratory diseases are very high in most of the country right now. Flu has now killed two more children in the U.S.
A heartbreaking total of 14 pediatric deaths have already been reported so far just this season.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urges parents to get their children vaccinated. Hospitalizations from flu are at the highest they've been at this time of year in more than a decade. The CDC also saying that COVID cases are on the rise. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without power after what's being investigated as a criminal act that badly damaged two electric substations. This woman lives in Moore County.
I think it's a shame, and it's just disgusting to me that somebody would actually do that. You're hurting the elderly people. You're hurting the children.
It could take days to get the system back online. The Supreme Court has heard arguments today that pits free speech against LGBTQ rights. It involves a Colorado website designer who says creating websites for gay weddings goes against her Christian beliefs. Her attorney is Kristen Wagoner.
When you are engaging in symbolic speech, whether that be through the creation of a custom wedding cake or a custom wedding website, you are creating speech.
Ukraine's energy operator is contending with the consequences of a new wave of Russian attacks. MTS Taieb reports from Kyiv.
It was a pretty extraordinary attack, even by Russia's standards, showering missiles all over the country, targeting towns, villages, and cities. We understand that a number of areas have lost power, and sadly, people have lost their lives.
The Biden administration opposes a Republican push to end the COVID vaccine mandate in the U.S. military.
GOP opponents of the military vaccine mandate are hoping to include a provision banning it in the defense spending bill that's seen as a must-pass measure every year. The call to lift the mandate was joined last week by more than 20 Republican governors who say it's hurt the National Guard's ability to recruit. Still, the Biden administration believes the mandate should stay in place. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says COVID vaccines save lives.
So this remains very much a health and readiness issue for the force.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The government is giving air travelers more time to upgrade their state-issued ID cards to be real ID compliant. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a new deadline, May 7th, 2025, allowing Americans more time following delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and even timeshares. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For over 15 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to get your debt resolved for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312, 800-208-1312.
Suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity line of credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity line of credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And visit their location in the town of Rome.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The DNR is reminding the public to practice ice safety on Wisconsin lakes and rivers, and remember that no ice is safe ice. Early season ice is thin, weak, and potentially life-threatening. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. You should check with your local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters for ice conditions. Be sure to carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you will return home. For a full list of DNR's ice safety recommendations, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Members of the Wausau Fire Department were training on Friday to improve their skills rescuing people from icy waters. The training took place at DC Everest Park on Lake Wausau. They were wearing cold water suits and had to bring a colleague back to safety in less than 10 minutes. This is the time frame a person can be in icy water before they start to have serious medical complications. The simulated event helps firefighters keep their skills sharp. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows dip down to about 16. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Low 30s Wednesday, mid 30s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Gullibility, we must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Happy Monday, Crudy Evan on the board. Happy Monday to our fair audience. A big show. Can't wait to get to it. What an intriguing couple of days.
You know, tomorrow's election day in the great state of Georgia. Runoff election. So tomorrow's an election day. That makes it election day eve, Dom. Or as I'd like to think of it, the day we terminate the Constitution, according to the former president of the United States, his newest call, termination of what, all the articles of the Constitution, because he didn't like the outcome of the last election. So it's time to throw out the Constitution. And I'd like to hear our conservative friends defend this one, really. I mean, defend this one. CJ, Gary, any of you, Dave from Mequon, any of you, defend setting aside the Constitution because he is so butthurt about the outcome of the last election that, you know, we should terminate the Constitution.
I have the specific quote here, Curdy, and allow me to read it to our audience. In case they haven't seen this one, here's what Trump put on his Truthy socials. So, with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? Massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. And then he followed up with an all caps, unprecedented fraud requires unprecedented cure.
Trump is the Terminator.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if some of the kids today have even seen the original Terminator movies.
Oh, they should. It's classic.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. But Trump is the Terminator of the Constitution. It took someone to kill the Constitution. Trump wants to be that guy. He really does, right? Isn't that his... Well, although he denies that he said it now. You realize today, Monday...
Today, Trump, the next day?
there's a little change of tune. Former, according to thehill.com, my source, Tom, former President Trump today insisted he does not want to terminate the Constitution, responding to broad backlash after he said over the weekend its rules and laws should be disregarded so he can return to the White House. Trump, in a parapost on the Truthy Social, responded to the fallout from his comments on Saturday that the 2020 election should be redone and he should be put back in office. The former president weighed in after internal Twitter communications showed company officials deciding to limit the spread of posts about allegations against Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, in the closing weeks of the 2020 election. Here is the newest statement from Trump. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. He did say that, right, Don?
Let's see. Massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. So if you say you're going to terminate the articles that are in the Constitution, you are, in fact, then terminating the Constitution. What's left?
Back to today's statement, Dom, because, you know, apparently revisionist history on it. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people, and when I say fake news, in this case on behalf of Trump, I mean Dominic. The fake news is trying to convince the American people I said it. I wanted to terminate the Constitution. This is simply more disinformation and lies. Now, when I do it louder like that, it's because he's speaking in all caps at that point. And understand, almost the entire rest of the post is all caps. Just like Russia, 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 all caps. And all their other hoaxes and scams, all caps. Trump wrote Monday afternoon saying he meant that steps, did a little Peter Brady there myself. Steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong, all caps. That's all he meant. Just burn it down, Dom. Just throw out, terminate the Constitution. You know, like a Hollywood movie.
It's a Hollywood nightmare. Crudy, yo, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell you there's a little more from Trump. In a separate all capitalized post, I'll try not to scream it at you folks. Trump wrote that if an election is irrefutably fraudulent, it should go to the rightful winner or at a minimum be redone. Where open and blatant fraud is involved, there should be no time limit for change. It's kind of like he's making it up in the backyard. Like I got the new rules to the club. And I can be the president of the club. And I always get to be the president of the club, even if the members vote for someone other than me to be the president. Because that would be fraud.
And there's only one way that works is if you do it by brute force and you suspend law and order in this country. If you terminate articles in the Constitution, well, then maybe you could try to get away with it. A little bit here, Crudy. Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post does throw out a few points she had to make. Pause to take this in, she writes. The former and would-be future president has suggested suspending the Constitution in support of his deranged belief that he won the election and that its results are subject to change. A man who took the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution now has hijacked our great founders in the service of his megalomania. No, this is insurrection by social media. Nothing, and certainly not imaginary fraud, capitalized or not, allows for the termination of constitutional guarantees. Trump is laying the groundwork for a coup. We can dismiss the post as just the latest Trumpian bluster, something he will never be capable of implementing. Yet the mere willingness to entertain and encourage extra-constitutional action is alarming, coming from a man who is seeking to return to office, which is why Trump's words must be highlighted and called out. I'm past expecting Republican leaders to speak out. We know that foremost, their spines have collapsed and their courage reduced to a shrunken kernel. Trump says a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that it's ever going to happen, was the most that Rep. David Joyce, chair of the Republican governance group, could choke out in response to questions by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The White House was right to rebuke Trump, quote, attacking the Constitution and all it stands for is anathema to the soul of our nation and should be universally condemned, spokesman Andrew Bates said in a statement. If anything, the words should have been issued in the name of the president himself. Others made more puzzling choices. For a full day, the New York Times, as far as I can find, she writes, made no mention of Trump's post. I assume this was not an oversight, but a deliberate decision not to let Trump hijack its product for his unpatriotic purposes. I get it, but I'm glad the Times relented with a news story Sunday afternoon. The episode embodies a paradox of dealing with Donald Trump. We don't want to give him oxygen, yet there are times we dare not ignore him. This is one. It should be neither excused nor forgotten. And I get it. You know, we talk a lot of Trump around here sometimes, Crudy, and I can appreciate people get a little tired of it. But this is come on, people. He wants to terminate articles in the Constitution. Because what? Because Elon Musk found some Twitter files that he put out in what, communications with Biden to get Hunter Biden's private part pics off the internet? I mean, is that what we're talking about? Because there's no smoking gun from any of that I've seen reported. So Trump just uses another opportunity to protest, to say that he should be the president, and to show you his authoritarian ties. And the Republicans that do not stand up to this, you are not law and order. You have no courage. Zero courage, Crudy. We got a little bit. I know I'm going on a little bit of rant here, Crudy, but just bear with me if you would for just a moment.
What's my option?
We got this guy, Dave Joyce, on George Stephanopoulos. And I don't catch a lot of the Sunday shows. I happen to catch George on this, and he let Joyce have it. He kept asking the questions, how you could support this, how you can support this. Here is what Joyce had to say. Evan, I'm going to need your help here, please. Cut number 27. Joyce, again, this is the Republican governor's group. This is what he had to say about supporting the nominee, even after what he said. 27, please.
I will support whoever the Republican nominee is. I will support whoever the Republican nominee is.
I will support whoever the Republican nominee is. Stephanopoulos goes on to say, that's a remarkable statement. You'd support a candidate who'd come out for suspending the Constitution? And Joyce goes on to say, well, you know, kinda. He goes on to say, Trump says a lot of things. You have to take him in context. And right now I have to worry about making sure that his Republican governance group and Republican majority, that we make things work for the American people. See how he's trying to spin this. And I can't be really chasing every one of these crazy statements that came out about from any of these candidates that come out.
How about the
stutter, stutter, stutter?
Just the most recent one, like, let's terminate the Constitution. How about that one? Can you comment on that one?
Stephanopoulos, but that's an extraordinary statement. You can't come out against someone who's for suspending the Constitution. Joyce, well, first off, he has no ability to suspend the Constitution. Secondly, and then George jumps in, but he says he's for it. Well, you know, he says a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that it's ever going to happen. So you've got to accept exact fact from fantasy. And fantasy is that we're going to suspend the Constitution and go backwards. We're moving forward, and we're going to continue to move forward as a Republican majority and a Republican conference. Stephanopoulos, I don't see how you can move forward if your candidate is for suspending the Constitution, but thank you for your time this morning. I mean, what a bunch of wusses. I mean,
I think
zero
we've got
spine.
A little of that sound. Oh, maybe we're a little short on time, though. Hate to.
Maybe just jam. Yeah, well, Evan, just jam the last little bit out, if you would. Well, cut 28, I think we're on.
I just don't think that at this point he'll be able to get there, because I think there's a lot of.
No, that's not it. That's talking about Speaker McCarthy. 29 might be more appropriate, but I tell you what. Let's take our first break of the day. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the Terminate the Constitution edition, if the former guy gets his way. And if you'd like to defend him, join us. 844-967-2789.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic celebrated the birthday of number one son, middle kid, Caden, yesterday. 19.
Ah, happy birthday, Caden.
I know. I can't believe the kid's 19. And most weekends out of the home. But, you know, this weekend, home from college. Little urban air and some good times with his girlfriend, man, you know. So anyways, nice to see Caden this weekend. Also, want to acknowledge the hard work of the team here at Civic Media. The first parade, Waukesha Christmas parade, after the tragedy. It wasn't the first year anniversary, per se, but it was the first parade yesterday in Waukesha. And we had 11 or 12 of our teammates there. So thanks to all that participated, James and Tell and Don and Earl and Johnny and Calvin, and I was there and Roxanne was there, and it was a cavalcade of Civic Media stars, if I didn't acknowledge them all. Corey and his son Dexter were there, lots of good people there, and then we all went out for dinner. Don, we missed you at the dinner, but good victuals. Apparently a nice steakhouse right down the way from us in Waukesha. I hadn't tried it before. Eric's Steakhouse. H-A-U-S. House.
House.
Style. But it was damn good. So anyways, enjoyed the company of the team and the coverage on WAUK. And very excited about the bowl game coming up very soon, December 27th. The Badgers got a warm weather bowl game. So that'll come up on the 27th. We'll play down in the Civic Media app. I'll let you know, Dom, if I got to do some reporting from Phoenix. I'll be our boots on the ground at Badger practice. You know, we don't have a formal Cub sports reporter. I could be that guy, Dom.
I mean, someone's got to be that person.
I hope someone can be that person. Maybe me. But, Dom, there's important political topics and good friends of ours to talk to on the phone today as well at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, I got to mention your girls in it to win it, Tom. Election denier Janelle Branchon is running to be your senator. And I mean, truth be known, she's been banned from the GOP caucus on the assembly side. She's got nowhere else to go. So she might as well run for the Senate, right? She's going to be stripped of her committee assignments. I mean, she charged the mound on Speaker Robin Voss. No one would be a better representative of you than election denier Janelle Branch and Dom.
I mean, maybe the guy she's running against, election denier Rep Dan Knodel of Germantown. I mean, we have so many election deniers to choose from.
Well, he was only, one of the 15 Republicans that wrote a letter to the former vice president the day before January 6th, asking him not to consider the actual electoral outcome. Set it aside. Week, 10 days. Let's see if we could shake it up on the state legislative level. And there, of course, is a case before the Supreme Court this week. Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, my dining companion last night, talked a lot about that Moore case. Oral arguments happening effectively, that would make state legislatures in charge of elections. Not the courts. The courts wouldn't say, oh, that was not a fair election. It would entirely be the purview of the state legislature.
Well, here the partisan state legislature.
Well, very partisan here. I mean, when you bake in the gerrymander to the cake, Dom, we've got a 2/3 supermajority in the Senate when Janelle Branchon, your new state senator, joins Senate in the spring, Dom. It'll be a supermajority. Hell, they'll have the power to also, impeach Tony Evers' people. So you'll have that to look forward to. We all will, Dom. All because we don't know someone courageous enough to go run as a Dem and beat her.
I think hopefully this week we'll find out who would actually step up and do that. Because this, obviously, this is my district. This is not acceptable. Dan Knodel, Janelle Branchon, election deniers representing me? I mean, I'm longing for the good old days of Alberta Darling, which is terrible because she didn't do squat for me either.
Triple dog dare you.
Come on. There's got to be some righteous, awesome Dems to stand up and run for this. Please, God.
It's not
going to
be
this Deb cannot happen.
It's not going to be. There are three assembly districts that make up this Senate district. It's not Deb and Drinka. She just won re-election. Said, I can't go through another election. Effectively, she's not the one. And the other two assembly districts, Dan Knodel and Janelle Branchon, both said, we're in. So both the Republicans want this seat. It's going to be, the Vicky McKenna fill-in today, Brian Schimming, former, vice chancellor of the Republican Party. He led today talking about this is the election of your lifetime. You know, the Supreme Court and, of course, the 8th Senate District. Who will represent Dominic Salvia?
844-967-2789. We're going to find out that answer real soon because there's not much time, right? You got to go get, this thing's, it's a primary in February, and then the election's in April. You got to go right now. You should be collecting signatures. So let's hear about it. 844-967-2789. Britt from Humboldt County. We'll get you in this segment. Britt, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Britt.
Gentlemen, how's it going? Good to hear you. Great spirits. Hey, I just wanted to point out, all things considered, it seems like based on the way the House went, so marginally and really kind of reducing any potential McCarthy speakership to rubble to even start the whole thing. And then add in the fact that, it was such a close for the fact that we've already won the Senate and we have a chance to have another likely additional vote in the Senate. I think things turned out about as well as they can going into 2024. Pelosi had a chance to retire with some empathy and to turn in some new leadership, which I think helps the Democratic Party. And all things considered, I think we're in about as good a shape going to 2024 as Trump self-immolates the entire Republican Party. I think that really the conditions are right for Democrats to continue to build on their coalition and for the Republicans to completely fall apart and for Trump to lose power going into 2024 an enormous amount.
Great points, Britt. I totally agree. I see no reason for either of those trends to stop. We are the Devil's Advocates coming back with your calls, 844-967-2789.
So run, you turd.
I triple dog.
The Shaw 101 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Quality Foods puts you first. No self-checkouts here. Get the groceries you want, bagged and loaded in your car if you'd like. That's quality service from real people you can expect. Delivery and pickup are available at West Grand. Visit QualityFoodsWisRapids.com. Or if you can't order online, just call West Grand and they'll take it. Don't forget the deli for delicious meats, cheese, salads, and complete hot and cold meals. Quality Foods, West Grand and Baker Drive. Locally owned and putting you and the community first.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care. Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care. Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive at the Wisconsin Rapids McMillan Library on Tuesday, December 6th, from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. Adults and teens 16 and older are eligible to donate. Visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment or walk in and see if there are any openings to donate. The spongy moth population in Wisconsin has increased for the third year in a row. Formerly named gypsy moth, this invasive pest has been spreading westward since its introduction to North America. You can help reduce the population by treating or removing spongy moth egg masses, which can hold 500 to 1,000 eggs. Egg masses must be removed with a putty knife, stiff brush, or other hand tool and placed in warm soapy water. Soak it for several days before discarding it in the trash. They can also be sprayed with a horticultural oil. In sports, the Bucks are at Orlando tonight. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows dip down to about 16. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Low 30s Wednesday. Mid 30s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 35.
Oh, and you're banned from your own caucus, and your caucus is bat guano crazy. What does that say about you?
It's time to run for the Senate. Looking for a promotion. I'm the state's legislature's most prominent supporter of overturning the 2020 election result has launched a campaign for state senate just weeks after her Republican colleagues in the state assembly banned her from meeting with them privately. You know, you can't come to our private meetings. Well, let me read on. Republican state rep Dom's girl Janelle Branch in Menominee Falls launched a campaign Monday to replace State Senator Alberta Darling of River Falls, also Dom's girl, a longtime Republican lawmaker who retired from the legislature's upper house last week. Branchin will challenge one of her assembly colleagues who barred her from the closed caucus meetings, Rep. Dan Knodel of Germantown and Robert Albrightson of Brown Deer in February's 21st primary. Democratic State Rep. Rob Andrenka, Deb Andrenka. I'm thinking of a former Badger hockey player. Deb Andrenka of Whitefish Bay decided against launching a campaign for the seat after long... Here's a statement from your girl Branchin, though, Dom. After long hours of consulting with my family, friends, and countless political allies, both of them, I've decided that the best place for me to continue to represent the people of Wisconsin would be the Senate. Yeah. God bless America. A little bit more. I can guarantee that I will continue to fight for the principles that every American shares. No one has fought harder for life, Second Amendment rights, keeping your family safe, following every family to send their children to a great school. I'm excited to continue fighting. She's a fighter, Dom, mostly for Trump. In her role as Assembly Elections Committee Chairwoman, Branchin has over the last 2 years invited 2020 election conspiracy theorists who have promoted, you may say, Dom, accusations of corruption against elections officials without providing evidence to testify at the state capitol. Think Whitey Ready Talk Radio host Dan O'Donnell.
Right. Come testify without any evidence. Just say what you feel, baby.
Her focus on the 2020 election has drawn national attention, including, and Dom, you share a birthday with this man, including from former President Donald Trump, who invited Branchin to speak at the rally, the last rally held in Wisconsin. We were there.
Oh, it was not glorious.
We broadcast it back for our fair audience. Dom, felt like we owed it to him. She first called the outcome of the 2020 election to be overturned in July because tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. A little bit more here, Dom. We have been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there's no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. I'm sorry, I gotta check myself here. How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice? She wrote in a statement at the time. The move prompted her Senate counterpart, Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier, to call for her removal as Elections Committee Chairwoman. And Knodel, who was first elected to the State Assembly in 2008, said in a statement launching his campaign that he intends to focus on policies related to inflation, education, and public safety. You want to hear his quote, Dom?
Yeah, I got it here for you, Crudy. When I entered office, Wisconsin was unable to control its spending despite being one of the highest taxed states in the country. With bold conservative reforms, we turned multi-billion-dollar deficits, not true, into unprecedented surplus. Thank you, Tony Evers, while providing tax relief for every single Wisconsin family, homeowners, and small business. As state senator, I will vote to support law enforcement, expand educational opportunities, roll back bureaucratic outreach, and pursue continued tax reform. On Monday, Knodel suggested Branchin's policymaking work has been hampered by her conflicts with colleagues. You think?
She's got conflicts with reality and colleagues, Dom.
Well, I think he has it as well. We'll see if Molly Bick gets to it. Another quote from Knodel from today. Primary election voters will have to decide who can be the most effective state senator, and to do that, you have to have good working relationships with other legislators, he said, noting he has good relationships with the Assembly and Senate Republicans. Republicans are likely to put a priority on the race to replace Dowling, as it will determine whether the GOP caucus preserves its supermajority in the state Senate. By adding enough members in the November 8th election to achieve a supermajority, as Crudy mentioned, the Republican caucus now has the ability to suspend Senate rules, utilize a power to impeach, and remove state officials ranging from the governor to cabinet secretaries to judges. If a Democratic candidate does not enter the special election for state Senate, the winner of the Republican primary is all but certain to become the next new member of the Senate. Evers has set the special election to replace Darling to coincide with the primary and general dates in the spring election, which will take place April 4th.
Triple dog dare you, Dom.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, this is asinine. And Molly Beck, and while I love Molly Beck, you did not get to the point. And I think we should not let this go.
What's the point that the audience...
Janelle Brandon is with her Trumpiness. Dan Canola was one of the 15 signatories to the letter to Trump on January 5th. I'm sorry, to Pence on January 5th to say, hey, you know, don't certify this election, right? He's one of them. So what is he, Janelle Brandon Light? I mean, what do we get with either one of these? They're both the same. They're both Trumpsters. And what do we know about the Trumpsters? What did Trump say yesterday? Yesterday, it's still on Truthy Social, Republicans. Terminate the Constitution.
Well, that's his plan. What's yours, Salvia?
to uphold the Constitution. This is unacceptable. So I'm looking forward to seeing which of our Democratic friends will step up and take on these jokers.
Waiting.
844-967-2789.
Waiting.
Waiting for you. We'll screen the calls and we'll get to our fair audience momentarily. We promise. 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Curdy.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's such a fine field that's shaping up for that, you know, that special elective race. Dom, I would point out, I think there's a certain temperament. I think that abortion will still be on the ballot on the spring election. And I know that Robin Voss, I know that those that would be supportive of holding on to patients Rogensack's Wisconsin Supreme Court seat would really, really like to move past the issue of abortion. But I heard Republicans sling out all the issues that are at the table with the Wisconsin Supreme Court seat and with the balance of the court. If the Democrats won that seat, what that would mean. And it's really a litany of issues. Everything from the two-thirds majority baked in the cake through the very partisan gerrymandering. That's baked in there. Everything to Act 10. Could be revisited with a change of the makeup of the court. Now, I mostly care about the ultra-partisan gerrymander of the legislative districts and the fact that we've long since stopped getting fair representation through these maps. And we've had them for 10-plus years, and the new maps are worse than the old maps. So we, the people, none of us, not even Republicans, are being served by this current makeup, by this current partisan gerrymandering. So it is really a very important thing. And the 1849 abortion ban, well, that's going to end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Whether or not there is validity to the current ban, the current state law, that will probably be decided by this Wisconsin Supreme Court. Either as a 4-3 conservative or a 4-3 quote-unquote liberal majority. What would you prefer if, let's just say, your rights had been taken away under Dobbs and Roe v. Wade had been overturned? Yeah. And you're, let's say, a Gen Z woman. Can you be expected to turn out for one more election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in April? I hope so. It's kind of a big deal. Because you know what? I hope the makeup of the current, and of course it matters. A two-thirds majority allows for a lot of malfeasance from these Republicans. I mean, bad stuff can happen if they have the power to impeach from the minority. Effectively, the minority has a two-thirds majority legislatively because, you know, malfeasance baked into the cake. Well, that's the most important issue facing the state of Wisconsin, really for the next 10 years. Because if we don't win back fair legislative seats. And I'm not going to say a Democratic majority. That may or may not happen. I just want a fair fight. If we don't have a fair fight, if elections don't matter, and let's say the current U.S. Supreme Court decides after hearing oral arguments, well, let's give all the power over election administration to state lawmakers, like the two-thirds advantage baked into the cake here for Republicans. Well, democracy is effectively over at that point, folks. You know what I'm saying? We don't live in a democracy if state lawmakers get to make the election rules. That's certainly not what I signed up for. So it's kind of a big deal. I think that, and also that 8th Senate district, kind of a big deal. Wish we knew a qualified candidate. Someone with their MBA. View the issues yes. well informed of state-level issues here in the state. Damn, if only we knew someone like that.
Someone would stand up and throw some haymakers and knock some rhetorical sense into these people. 844-967-2789. We don't need terminators of the Constitution, election deniers representing Wisconsin's Senate 8th District. Farmer Bill, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, love you guys. When I heard about this, whatever name, stepping down, I was hoping I was going to hear something from Tony Evers that was like, yeah, we'll hold a special election when you Republicans step out of the seats that we've appointed new people for. You know, I'm just thinking like the DNR, and I know there's others, but I'm sure smarter people than I can tell me why Tony Evers can't sort of delay the election to sort of get. The people he's appointed in.
There are certain structures within state law, depending on your resignation date. The governor only has so long to name a special election. And all the logic says you do it in concurrence with the existing elections. But let's not forget the Republicans did try to decouple, I believe, the Supreme Court election from the Wisconsin partisan primary. Back when Dan Kelly got his ass handed to him by 163,000 votes, maybe they saw it coming, Farmer Bill, that he was a god-awful candidate. Still is.
He still is.
Yeah.
And they were, of course, unsuccessful in that effort, Bill, because you got to, you know, logic would dictate. I mean, you're not going to have and incur the additional cost for another election when you got another one coming up that can meet the time frames, regardless of whether or not you think you get some leverage out of it from your political adversaries.
The Dems, even if, and Bill, I like how you think, because in politics, shouldn't we use the leverage that we have? I mean, if Tony could force the Republicans to actually meet on his, let's say, his cabinet secretaries. I mean, he's, 4 years, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, he doesn't have his full complement of cabinet secretaries because of the pettiness of Republicans. I mean, I get it. When they were trying to cut him off at the knees, Bill, you know, the whole lame duck and, you know, we'll show him. But 4 years later, after the man wins re-election and you're still not the party in control, except through your baked-in-the-cake legislative gerrymander, maybe it's time to give the guy a couple of his cabinet secretaries. You know, maybe the guy at the DNR needs to step down now. Talking to you, Preen, you little semi-fascist. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, a big Monday edition, always bigger with your phone calls, 844-96-PARTY.
She was totally inebriated and she was all messed up.
She's a healthy female of age.
She would not be my first.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going back to them momentarily at 844-967-2789.
Yeah, let's get to Jeannie. She's got a nominee. Jeannie, who do you nominate to be a candidate?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. I hope it's okay to call in with this, but I'm very well of a person who I think is very intelligent, a deep thinker. She's empathetic. He's passionate, but he's empathetic. He's very good at expressing his ideas. He can pull people in to conversations. I think he'd be an outstanding leader. He's somebody that kids can look up to and people can look up to. He's somebody that's very trustworthy, and his name is Dom.
He's knowledgeable on
how this works. He's knowledgeable of the history of the state of Wisconsin, especially in the political arena. I think he'd be a great leader and a great asset to the state of Wisconsin. And that's all I've got to say. And I sure hope you would sleep on it and dream about it, because I think, Dom, you'd be great. And that's my
opinion. Thank you, Jane.
You know, I really... And thank you for listening, Jeannie. I really, really thought she meant Santa Claus. Yeah, like she was working up to a Christmas miracle or something.
Well, Gene, I get it, and I appreciate it, and I'm honored and humbled that you would think that. As I tell my kids, I am not a role model. I mean, these are some very strange times, and I am a little concerned given the circumstances of this election. I mean, whoever runs, and say a Dem runs and a Dem wins, you know, you're basically going to have to turn around and run again in 2 years, right? Because this is, Alberta Darling's 2 years into her term. Not only that, you know, we have this other election going on as well. So I have often pondered of my political future. I've never had a situation occur where something like that could happen. I'd rather do a radio show. You know, I really enjoy doing this with Crudy, but I am concerned and really am anxious to see what's going to happen and who steps up from the Democratic Party in the next week.
Come on, man. It's like a part-time job. You're entitled to per diem. And quite frankly, you know, radio show. What, a couple hours a day? What, that's getting in your way? That's stopping you? Real quick, there is an article, and we will get to more of the callers this hour. 844-967-2789. A little Supreme Court candidate function. They're already getting together. They all showed up except for the newly declared Judge Jennifer Doro. She apparently got stuck in traffic. But Mitchell, Protasiewicz, and the god-awful Dan Kelly all showed up for a little candidate forum. And the hotly contested race for conservative Justice Patience Rogenczak's seat could change the makeup of the court. We've talked about that quite a bit. Currently a 4-3 conservative majority. Mitchell, a former prosecutor and presiding judge of the county's juvenile division, Dane County's, and Protasiewicz, a longtime prosecutor, are running as liberal candidates. Kelly and Doro are running as conservatives. But here's what Protasiewicz had to say about the very topic I keep bringing up, the redistricting. Protasiewicz said she's running to get partisan politics out of the Supreme Court. She called her opponent some of the most partisan actors on the bench. I can't tell you where I will end up on a case, but I can tell you I don't care what Donald Trump or Robin Voss want, and I won't take into account what Joe Biden or Tony Evers thinks. I will uphold our constitutional freedoms without fear or favor. Dan Kelly said, "You're doing it wrong." Kelly responded by saying it is his job, or it is the job, of a Supreme Court justice to rule without partisanship, something he never did. It was always a foregone conclusion. You knew what Kelly's vote was before he even cast it. He didn't surprise me a single time in his brief stay as a wanker appointment to the court, Dom. He never surprised me on a single freaking ruling. He was the ultimate partisan. A little bit from him. If the court was ever taken into account anything other than the law, it destroys the very concept of the rule of the law. And the picture of him? You cannot take a picture of Dan Kelly and not make him look sanctimonious. I don't know how you do that photographically other than the fact he's got resting bitch face. I don't know what to say about the man.
Maybe a shot from the back. 844-967-2789. Falcon from Madison, you will have the last word this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just wanted to go back to Friday, if I could, and with the rail strike. Obviously, it's despicable what the rail companies are doing. $1.8 billion in stock buyback, and they couldn't take half of that $0.8 to pay for the damn 7 sick days for those people? Come on, man. But I have to say, Harvey K., come on, man. Harvey K., there's a little bit of a difference between federal contacts and President Obama and telling a private company that they have to give workers sick days. Yeah, Joe Biden can't do that, Harvey. Sorry, man. I just got to take Harvey to the woodshed on that. That was BS.
Well, Falcon, you understand that effectively Joe Biden was at the negotiating table with the workers, and I think he felt vested in the outcome. Obviously, he didn't want a rail strike to happen, but just as much as he can wade in and be persuasive, he can take it to the Congress and say, hey, you know, I want them to sign off on this contract. They force-fed it to the workers. Why could he, sir, not force-feed it to the owners of the companies and say, and there's 6 more sick days in there?
Yeah, because they're private companies, man. The president doesn't even get to do that. It's a private company. It's apples and oranges. A federal contract's a lot different than telling the CEO of a private company what to do. I wish he could. I wish Joe could tell him to give him 50 hours of sick time or whatever.
But can't we effectively, within his power, Falcon, he could have nationalized the rail. If it's important enough that we can pass federal legislation.
He'd need the votes for that, wouldn't he? And he does not have the votes for that.
But a bipartisan vote to force feed them the outcome of Biden's preferred contract, that apparently was within the kosher rules, Falcon. I'm just
saying Harvey was being a little disingenuous there to be ripping on Joe. You can just make an executive order to give them more sick days. He can't do that, man. Come on, Harvey.
It's Dr. Harvey K. He's not Pope Harvey K.
I would think, again, given the leverage that there is, if this is so important to the American economy and the American infrastructure and American security, it is absolutely ripe to be nationalized if that were to be the case. And hell, as I mentioned on Friday, if we're looking for ways to slow the economy down instead of raising the interest rates, let them go on strike. Let the American people feel what the Warren Buffett and the rail owners are sticking it to them.
Hey, Dom, did you know that Donald Trump borrowed lots of money from North Korea?
What?
We'll talk about that in the Hunter Biden laptop from hell in hour two comeback. More Devils.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5